That's his little thing. He does great. You're on, Chris.
Hi, I'm Chris, and I'm a chocoholic and a compulsive eater. And I joined program in October of 2020 and became abstinent in October of 2021. Now, that's been a while. It's not been a perfect road, but I will tell you that the good Lord has seen fit to allow me to begin this journey in November of 2020 and continue to walk this journey without the desire to eat chocolate. And I'm not young, and so that means that there's been a lot of years that chocolate's been a huge part of my life, like stuck underneath the seats of my car. Oh, I'll just buy one ding dong or one such and such, and I'll only eat one, or oh, just one little box of. I'm sure that story is not unfamiliar. And most of my addiction is related around chocolate. Sometimes it includes desserts, but it's definitely a chocoholic kind of thing. I didn't realize chocoholic was a word. I thought I was making it up all those years ago. But I found out that it's a true state of being, and that I have a right to claim that, and that I have the ability to do something about it, but only with my higher power in charge and only with the OA program, because I have been on all those diets. We all know them all. We've all seen them all. The latest one I won't try because it costs way too much money is the shots. But I do feel that I'm on a road that keeps me between the yellow lines, and that's where I need to be on my journey. And that is the amazing thing. I've got to make sure I mention this because I gave you a little history of me. But the amazing thing about this journey is that it's so unique, and yet there are so many parts of someone's story that we can pick out and go, oh, yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Because you see, when I joined this program 6 years ago now, I never thought anybody else had walked the walk that I was on. And I was so thankful that I got so fed up with me being at a weight that I couldn't even believe I was at that point, and that I could do something about it by just finding the right place to be. But what was that place? And so, after being a nurse for 33 years and not even remembering anything about OA, I happened to Google search and I found OA. And I found it on the first part of November. By the 4th of November, I had found out about new partner, new meetings, new newcomers. And I went to one of those programs and I dug right in. Of course, like many of us, I didn't want to give up my desserts at first. I didn't want to give up all that flour and all that sugar. But I had a wonderful sponsor that was with me for the beginning of my journey, and she showed me the way. She gave me the patience of, those 30 days of getting abstinent from sugar. And then I couldn't believe it. I could even be abstinent of flour, and it worked. And I wasn't so much trying to lose weight. I was in a mental state that I just couldn't believe that I was at, that I couldn't live without this, that I obsessed over this, that I saw it in everything that I did. Every place that I went, it involved some kind of response to, oh, I wonder where that sweet will be in this store, or I wonder what kind of desserts that I can look at, or if I'm at a party or an activity, I'm thinking, oh, look at the dessert table. Where's my mind? Not on the event, but on everything but everything that had to do with food. And that's not where I wanted me to be. I didn't want to be healthy anymore. I didn't want to have high blood pressure anymore. And the amazing thing is, I took off some pounds and I don't have to take blood pressure pills right now. My blood pressure is amazingly under control. And I got OA to thank for that. And I've got my higher power to thank for that. So that's what brought me to OA. But what keeps me here? Oh, it's the connections that we make with one another. And for many of you, and for me for quite a bit of the time, is I just have to be on a meeting on a daily basis to be able to connect with someone. I've been able to be a little bit lax on that now that my life is pretty complicated. And I don't get to as many meetings as I like, but I'm on something that's called the 10-step train, if you haven't heard of that. It's involves the 10 step and it keeps us going, and we do it every single day. There's not a day that we miss, and we have a commitment to one another that makes it important that I never miss this opportunity to be together with somebody else and offer a 10 step on how I can deal with today better than I would have done without it. And the 10 steps that we go through in this program are so important to keep my abstinence on a narrow pathway. I'm not always perfect at it, but it doesn't ever involve sweets. It doesn't ever involve chocolate. And that, to me, is a miracle. And I can't tell you enough times how much of a miracle that is to me. The kind of things that I like to do keep me extremely busy. My husband is retired, and so he and I travel around the country. My home base in the summertime is Michigan, the UP, if you're familiar with Upers. The spring and fall are spent quite a bit in my home-based location, which is Wyoming, and my home group is in that particular region one. And then in the wintertime, or when my daughter needs me, I'm in the Las Vegas area to help support her and my grandkids. So life is very busy. And what gets us to and from is we both work traveling across country hauling travel trailers. So it makes program difficult to follow an exact meal plan. And for most people have to be very, very stringent with their meal plan. I know there's a window, like I said, that keeping between the yellow lines on the road, I can work the program through keeping to those particular areas without, but by being abstinent without being too hard on myself. Because when I get too hard on myself, I get down and depressed, and that's not where my higher power wants me to be. And so that's something that I try to remember when I'm out on the road, and the only place I can stop is at a gas station, and the only food they have is something that's been deep fried. I try to remember, okay, do the best you can here, make the best decision that you can. And so that works for me. It doesn't work for many people, but it works for me. So what I tell people is, you got to find what works for you. I like to sponsor people. I think it's important to be able to do that. And I look forward to my next sponsee. It's been a while since I've had one. I particularly like to do service both at the intergroup, the region, and the world level. So, as you heard from Mikey, they assign you, no, they don't really assign you. You get to choose to some degree what, committee you want to be on. And so I was on the PIPO committee, and that's close, near, and dear to Mikey's heart and my own. And I also am on the was on the PIPO committee until we had elections this a couple months ago. And now I'm on the bylaws committee. Who knew? But you do something new and different and learn something new all the time in the program. You stretch yourself. You stretch yourself if you're willing. If you're not, you can be a little hermit in the program. You don't have to be involved in every single thing. You can be involved in one or two things, or you can just be yourself and go with the flow. And eventually, you'll find that you're the pattern that you're willing to follow, the pathway you're willing to tread in, is what's right for you. If you're finding success, if you're maintaining your goal, the program is helping you. And that's what I liked about this program. It helped me because I was willing to take a step. It wasn't easy, and it's one that I take every day. And I'm so thankful that I've got the program that I can rely on, and meetings that I look forward to see to being a part of. And the one thing I haven't mentioned enough of right now is my higher power. My higher power is my God. And that God is such an important aspect of my life. And without that understanding of God, I know that I would not have been able to work the program like I had expect myself to. So whatever higher power you find that works for you, so be it. There's no requirement that it has to be my the look and act and be just like my God, my higher power. And I am thankful that we have the ability to be flexible in this program, and that by reaching out our hands, by saying yes when we never thought we would do something, like talking at a meeting, especially with no notes, no preparation for this chat, that we might reach out to one another and that we might support one another in this program. And it just takes a matter of one step, one little tiny step forward. And that's basically where I'm at right now, is ready to say, how do you take a step forward with faith and with trust and with your higher power? And all the rest is a matter of hanging on and following program as best as you can. And with that, I've shared what I wanted to share with you today, and I appreciate your time and your patience with me. And I wish you all the best. Thank you. Thanks, Mikey.